Honestly, man, I really haven't even gotten into it. You know, we blessed at the end of the day. You know, thank God for letting us allow to be able to play another game today and just go out there and compete. Obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're blessed, man.
Because you've always had a philosophical way of looking at everything, good or bad.
Exactly. You know, you can wake up in a different situation today, you know. We woke up, played the game that we love in a playoff environment. You know, hats off to those guys for playing a great game. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we just didn't win the game, you know.
Yeah, but even at that, though, this will sting for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, first, a lot of guys, first time in this. And, you know, it's going to be something we think about every day. But, you know, you just got to look at the things we've done and how far we came and pat yourself on the back for that. You know?
There are life lessons growing up, but there are also life lessons from this sport that you can take from one year to the next.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you live to fight another day.
What were they doing?
Can't win them all. Mm-hmm.
What were they doing defensively that was, you seemed to struggle, you know, until that fourth quarter personally?
They did a great job. You know, they came in and executed. They got great players. They're not the, you know, reigning NFC champs for no reason.
It was tough getting started in that first quarter. One first down, no points. Why did it take a while for things to start, you know, kind of falling into sync?
I'm not really sure. I haven't really watched the film. But like I said, they're a great defense. And, you know, we just didn't get the job done.
What about the field conditions? Seemed like you guys were, you know, the footing was awful out there tonight.
Oh, that's pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But
what do you think you learned the most from?
You know, they got same field that we got, you know.
What do you think you learned the most from a game like this? I know it's difficult now, but...
I can't really speak on that answer right now, you know. Game just ended, but like I said, at the end of the day, we're blessed, man, to be in a situation and play the game that I love every day.
Was there open field tackling a significant factor in this? Because it seemed like every time you almost broke things, but you just weren't able to do it.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't really remember too much right now. Just got to watch the film and, you know, grade yourself off that, but... You know, like I said, they played a great game and they won.
Tom, what was the very appreciative of everything that you guys did as a team this season? Is it easy for you to kind of think about that now, or is maybe this loss too fresh?
Yeah, like I said, it's fresh, man. And like I said, when I look at everything, you gotta be positive about everything. You know, can't let a loss bring you down. And like I said, we got great players on this team. Got a great young quarterback who's gonna be playing this year. This league for 10, 15 plus years. So, I mean, obviously, you know, guys always say it's next year, but, you know, you want to get it done this year. But like I said, man, blessed to play the game that we love every day and have another opportunity. Just fell short.
Was the experience kind of, was it what you expected coming into the game, you know, the process of starting and going into, you know, your first playoff game?
I don't know. Like I said, you know, it wasn't another game. It was another game, but it wasn't another game. It was a playoff game, our first playoff game. First playoff game in Los Angeles in a long time. So, I mean, it was a cool experience, you know. At the end of the day, we lost, but I keep saying it like I said, we're blessed, man, honestly. You know, God is good.
Despite the loss, you saw fans chanting MVP as you walked off the field in the locker room. What is that like, you know, even though they're disappointed, they're still showing you love?
Yeah, we appreciate all the support, you know, from everybody coming this year. And, you know, we didn't win, you know, next year we'll get some more home wins for sure, you know. Definitely got to defend your turf. You know, obviously, you know, want to win on the road too, but we got to defend our turf. And just appreciate everybody coming out here the whole year. You know, it was a rough year last year, and for us to come back and bounce back, and, you know, fans just come out here, you know, every game and support us, it means a lot. We appreciate it, and, you know, look forward to next year.